Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. One of the great albums I've ever owned. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Davis, Kenneth C. Davis, is the name of the books. Don't know much about history, A Nation Rising. Don't know much about the American presidents. Don't know much about, what are some of the other mythologies?
Don't know much about mythology, the Bible. Don't know much about the Bible.
Yeah, I need to get that. I could use some help with that. And then the kids' books. I always like reminding people about your kids' books because I bought some for my, or I don't know, maybe you sent me some. I don't know, but I my kids love them, and so my grandsons.
So I encourage you
to check those out. Ken's here to talk to us about President's Day. And by the way, KennethCDavis.com, is that right? Is this?
Don't know much.com.
There you
all
go.
All one word, no
don't,
apostrophe.
Don't know much.com.
And we're currently featuring a couple of posts about the president,
right.
and a word of my forthcoming book, which is next May. It's called The Hidden History of America at War.
This coming May. Right,
yes.
Okay.
Some of the stories about war that your school books left out, including the very first one. It goes from Yorktown to Fallujah, actually.
So it covers
America. Who fights our wars? Who goes to war, what happens, really happens in battle. And the first one is interesting to talk about today because it's Washington at Yorktown. Of course, his tremendous victory there. Most people don't know that the first thing he did after the victory was collect all the thousands of slaves who were in Yorktown.
Right.
Who had escaped the British, including 20 from Mount Vernon and 20 from Monticello, Jefferson slaves.
Right.
He returned them. So this is
He returned them to slavery?
That's correct.
Wow. That's a little known fact there, isn't it?
It's written into the Articles of Surrender that he would recover the property
wow.
that the British had. And, of course,
wow.
when he was talking about property, he was talking about approximately 5,000 enslaved African Americans had escaped to the British who had promised them freedom. And, unfortunately, of course, the great victory for Washington and the American Revolution
right.
Meant the enslavement, re-enslavement of these people.
Very interesting. That's fascinating. This is the kind of stuff you get in Ken's books. And by the way, the new book in May, Ken, we expect to launch it on the show.
I hope so.
So yeah, that's automatic. So what else do we need to know about the presidents? What are some other things that you haven't told us yet?
Well, one of the things that constantly fascinates me, and this is why I talk about history, and I like to talk about history, connected to the headlines, past and present. We saw an argument last week about war powers, and
mm-hmm.
it's all over the place. President Obama.
Big debate between the president and Congress right now.
This is a debate that has gone on for more than 200 years now
mm-hmm.
because that was one of the things that scared the office of the Constitution most. What powers would the president actually have? They were afraid of giving him control of an army. One man in charge of an army, it seemed like a recipe for a
mm-hmm.
king. So how to balance that off, and that's how we got this.
Because they knew the history of Europe, where kings would fight each other and take the country into ruin, and the people would wind up with the hindmost,
and they went back even further. Of course, the Roman Republic, which so many these guys understood history. They understood the Roman Republic was their model in many respects.
Right,
and of
right.
course, what happened to the Roman Republic? Julius Caesar, a general, comes in and changes Republic to Empire. So that's the historical context they had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been having the same argument in this country, and it's swung back and forth many times, as you know. Most people are surprised when we talk about Congress having the power to declare war, how many wars we've actually declared. Practically speaking, five. Wow. Only five wars in our history.
Huh. And not one since 1941.
That's correct. 42, those were all
the World War II
declaration.
Right. But people are probably surprised to realize that nothing for Korea, Vietnam, Middle East, nothing.
No declaration of war for Vietnam, no declaration of war for Korea.
Not even for Grenada, right?
there was an authorization. That's the difference. Because during Vietnam, the Congress had said, wait, the president's powers have gone too far here. That's when they created the War Powers Act to control what the president could actually do as commander-in-chief. So now when the president, who must sometimes act quickly and decisively and without consultation, sends troops out, by law now he has to request an authorization after a certain point of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now those authorizations are very, very flexible, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in a decade of war on one authorization.
I've only got about 15 seconds. Is this authorization thing gotten out of hand now after all these years?
Well, I think it goes back and forth, and we're right now in the midst of a debate over what it. But yeah. Congress has really stayed away from this problem.
Yeah.
They don't want to touch it either.
Letting the presidents do it, which is why it's a big job. Hey, Ken, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will do that, Jim. Thanks for having me.
DontKnowMuch.com is his website, and you'll learn a lot more when you get there. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.